Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Wade Major, Leah Lowenstein, and Charles Solomon. First up, Bill and Ted Face the Music, starring Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter. Dean Pariseau is the director. Wade?
Yeah, I've never been a fan of the series. I'm not particularly a fan of this one, but if you are, then it basically pushes all the same buttons again. The only kind of redeeming element here is that Bill and Ted now have daughters who have to come to their rescue in this adventure, and their daughters do a really great impression of the two of them.
Lael?
I did not really care for the others, and I think the moment was more right in 1989 and 91. Now the moment just sort of seems wrong for a Bill and Ted revisitation. However, it's fun to see what they do with Jimi Hendrix and Louis Armstrong. Otherwise, not a great movie.
Bill and Ted Face the Music, rated PG-13, available at the permanent drive-ins around Southern California and on multiple on-demand services. Rising Phoenix, a documentary about the Paralympic Games. Lael?
If you see one movie this week, make it this one. This is just an extraordinary documentary, beautifully made, with absolutely moving stories of athletes who overcome adversity and excel at the very top levels of their fields. It is a superb documentary, and I highly, highly recommend it.
Rising Phoenix, Wade.
I could not agree more enthusiastically. I think it elevates these athletes to the same level as their regular Olympic peers, as it should, and perhaps even beyond. And it is superb filmmaking, absolutely top flight.
It's streaming on Netflix, Rising Phoenix, rated PG-13. The documentary Robin's Wish looks at Robin Williams' final days and the neurodegenerative disorder known as Lewy body dementia that he deals with. Lael?
This is an important documentary, and it was good to have a reconsideration of Robin Williams, because after his death, it wasn't known really what caused him to commit suicide. But so in terms of bringing Lewy body dementia to the fore, it accomplishes that. It also brings back Robin Williams in a way that allows us to see his artistry and his humanity.
Wade?
Yeah, it magnifies him both as an artist and as a human being. It shows us how great, it reminds us how great he was, but it also reveals to us how human and vulnerable he was. And I think that's a really, really important message.
Charles?
Yes, a very warm, very kind man, whom I knew slightly, and watching this happen to him is heartbreaking.
Robin's Wish, unrated on on-demand platforms starting Tuesday. Also starting Tuesday on NBC Universal's Peacock streaming service, A Most Beautiful Thing, a documentary our critics recommend about the first African-American high school rowing team. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle. Thanks so much for joining us for the Film Week Marquee.